Welcome back to The Rush. Very interesting story out of Sudbury tonight, where a woman is fighting to get her job back after she was terminated while on maternity leave. She was on mat leave from Canadian Blood Services in Sudbury. She was called into an office at work and said, hey, no more job for you to come back to. She was told the position that she had as an events coordinator had been combined with the territory manager job and was given to someone else, specifically the woman hired to replace her while she was on mat leave. Now, according to the Employment Standards Act, in most cases, an employee who takes parental or pregnancy leave is entitled to that same job that they had before the leave or a comparable job if that job no longer exists. She said, I wasn't offered a comparable job. Instead, I got a severance package. This is her quote. They tell me I don't have a job to come back to. I was shocked because I worked very hard for this company and I was qualified to do that. So a number of questions, Barb, as to what exactly went on behind the scenes and if this is indeed a wrongful termination.
And this is additionally a very interesting story because oftentimes when this happens, people will get their settlement and they feel like, okay, they've gotten their severance, they've gotten enough damages. She wants the job back. She says she has no beef with the people that she used to work with and she wants to be reinstated in that position, which isn't usually done. The Ministry of Labor said, well, we don't think reinstatement is a good idea because the relationship between the parties appears to be too poisoned. And she just wants to go back to work.
Yeah, she actually said that, you know, that I get along great with the people at work. The people that made that decision to get rid of me aren't the people in my office. And this text at 71010, I think, asks the question, or at least makes the statement we've all been asking. You ready?
Yeah.
Barb, get Howard on the line.
Howard, I have a speed dial to Howard Levitt. Howard Levitt, Canada's top employment lawyer. Are you there?
I am here in Winnipeg, actually.
Oh, okay.
Right, oh, in Winnipeg.
In Winterpeg.
I'm in Winnipeg.
So this is a really interesting story on a number of levels, but let's start, Howard, with the whole thing about woman being on maternity leave and then being told she no longer has a job to go back to.
Which happens a lot, actually.
Really?
Less than it used to, but it still happens a lot.
Okay, and it can't, right?
Well, it can't legally because there's three grounds. First of all, there's a human rights issue. Secondly, there's an employment standards issue, which is what we're talking about here. And thirdly, there's a wrongful dismissal issue. But unlike wrongful dismissal, where you cannot get your job back, in the employment standards case, you can get reinstatement if you're fired during maternity leave.
But so in her case, it's not happening.
No, because they decided the relationship was severed because of the acrimony of the litigation. Now, I don't know what happened. I don't think anyone knows what happened unless you're at the case, but if, for example, she started calling a bunch of fraudsters and made all kinds of nasty, vicious allegations against them in the course of the litigation, beyond simply her case that was fired during maternity leave, and there was a job for me to go back to, and therefore I want to go back to it. If she said that, there's no question that she should be reinstated, because that's what the Employment Standards Act says. When you're a woman on maternity leave, you get fired, and you're supposed to go back to your job. But if she went beyond that and made vicious allegations, the Employment Standards Office could find very easily the well is poisoned. It's irremediably damaged and destroyed. And there's no realistic potential reinstatement.
Now, Howard, you said that this happens all the time, and I can only assume that this has been happening all the time for a very, very long time. Is that because it's such a gray area within the workplace and such a hard thing for employees to really test if they need to?
No, it's easy. It's simple. It's just that employers find a better candidate about half the time.
Wow.
A woman's been there for some years. She's pregnant the last few months. She's not feeling great. She leaves. They get somebody in who's new and fresh and dynamic, and they say, gee, that person's better than the person we had. Let's find some way of getting rid of them. So that's what they do about half the time. And I'm saying half the time they're going to find someone better, not half the time to get rid of them because it's right. Illegal. But they take their chance, or they do what's called a sham reinstatement, where they say, come back to work because we know we can't not let you come back to work. And in 2 or 3 months, they find something, some reason to get rid of her. They lay her off at that point. But they always intend to do that. That's called a sham reinstatement, and she has the same remedies if you can prove they never really intended to take her back permanently.
When she was told that she wasn't going to be getting her job back, she was not offered a comparable job, she was offered a severance package. Well, Then she filed a complaint with the Ministry of Labor, and they found that Canadian Blood Services was wrong in terminating her. Did she get more of a severance or just that extra $500? What was the outcome? Was it worth her going through the Ministry of Labor?
Well, I haven't read the decision, Barb, so I don't know what she was awarded. It was just $500. The game's not worth a candle if that's all she got.
Right. A severance. They said she was entitled to a severance, which apparently she already got, and an extra $500 for emotional pain and suffering, and not her job back, which is all that she wanted.
Well, that's pretty outrageous. Again, unless $500 for the pain and suffering of losing her job is outrageous. And the Human Rights Tribunal, you normally get 10 to 15 just for that pain and suffering, 10 to 15,000. Not 500. So that's disproportionate relative to the two potential remedies. But I don't know why they didn't give her her job back. I don't know what she said about them. I don't know why the Employment Standards Officer concluded the relationship was irremediable and couldn't be reinstated. Again, I don't have those facts. I'm not sure whether you do or not either. Because sometimes they're not in the decision. They just make the conclusion at the end. You have to have heard all the evidence to know what really went on. But the officer might have just got it wrong. Maybe she had a presumptive right to her job. She did have a presumptive right to her job back. Maybe there was no good reason. And simply the fact they were cross-examining each other during the hearing showed a level of animosity, which is inevitable in any civil proceeding, that the officer said these two shouldn't be working together. But that's not really the officer's call. Their job is to enact legislation which requires reinstatement unless there's a damn good reason not to.
I can't.
Again, if she alleged fraud or something, that would be a good reason not to.
I can't imagine. I think most women who go on maternity leave fear that they're going to end up without a job when all is said and done and may not even realize legally what rights they have. If there are women listening who feel like they're a little nervous about their job or have gone back and told there was no job left for them, what should they do?
Well, they should, what am I going to say, Barb? They should seek legal counsel. That's what they should do, because there's three remedies at the outset. There's human rights, there's wrongful dismissal, and the most powerful of all, which this woman in this case did, is employment standards to get actually her job back and potentially damages for any lost wages, for pain and suffering. For all of that, that's the best remedy of all. And of course, what will happen then, if you get the order of reinstatement, the employer will generally go back to you and say, you know what, in addition to the wrongful dismissal damages, we really don't want you back. If you'll agree not to come back, we'll give you this whack of more money.
And to which most people agree to.
Yeah, well, they will if it's enough.
Sure.
Because they know they're not wanted back there anyway. But it's a delicate balancing act because the employee does have a legal right to return. They can say, I don't care how much you pay me, I'm going back. So you get into a nice negotiation at that point.
Now, Howard, before we let you go, because we're out of time, please make me feel better about the weather that we're having in Toronto, which is kind of crappy. Tell me it's like minus 100 in Winnipeg.
I'm sorry, it is not minus 100. It is 3 degrees.
Stop it.
It's better here than there. I left Toronto this morning. And it's better weather here. I forgot my gloves, and oh my God, I forgot my gloves. I'm going to have, I'm going to be frostbitten. And then I thought, well, it's not bad at all.
Howard,
I'm not saying shirt sleeves, but not bad.
Howard Levitt, always great to have you on. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your trip. Bye-bye.